captain of the Australian men's test team, Pat Cummins, and his vice captain, Steve Smith. It's fair to say that their appointments have come after an incredibly challenging week for everyone. That said, both Pat and Steve are extremely well-credentialed to lead this team. I do want to mention Tim Payne, and we recognise that this is an incredibly difficult time for Tim and his family, and we're committed to supporting them. We understand and we respect Tim's decision to take some time to focus on his family and his well-being, and we hope that he returns as soon as possible. In Pat and Steve, we have two exceptional leaders to guide the team into the future, starting with the Vodafone Men's Ashes Series in less than 2 weeks. Indeed, both were instrumental in this month's T20 World Cup success. Last week marked a decade since Pat's test debut, and he's currently ranked number one test bowler in the world. Steve, who has also been in the side for over 10 years, is one of the very best batters in the world and is renowned for his on-field tactical skills. Together, they're an exciting combination, which the selectors and board believe will provide the men's test team with strong leadership for the Ashes in the immediate term and for important overseas tours and the added goal of the ICC World Test Championship in the longer term. We're also extremely fortunate to have a strong and dedicated group of players, coaches and staff who we know are very supportive of Pat and Steve's appointment. May I take this opportunity to formally congratulate Pat and Steve on your appointments. I'll now hand back to Cole to take questions for Pat and then for Steve.
Thanks, guys. Taking questions, as always, raise your hands and we'll try to get to everyone as quickly and as efficiently as we can. We've got a couple of hands there raised, so if you have any questions for Pat or Steve, raise your hand. We'll start with Seven News Sydney, Andrew McKinley.
Thanks, Cole. Pat, congratulations.
Thank you.
First fast bowler since Ray Lindwall, first regular bowler since Richie Benno. I don't need to remind you of the history. I think it's 63 years. Given that weight of history, is there a little part of you that admits a bowling captain for Australian cricket may be a gamble?
I think, there's a couple more unknowns about having a bowling captain, and that's why I think from the outset I was absolutely determined if I was captain to have someone like Steve as vice captain next to me. I think we're so well planned these days with not only the players we have around us, but the staff. I feel like I've got quite a lot of experience to draw on that. I think a lot of the problems or potential issues around being a fast bowling captain, I'm sure we'll be able to work through. So, feeling overall excitement as opposed to being too nervous about, what might happen.
Steve, is this formal forgiveness for Sandpaper Gate? And is your experience and advice, does that justify why you've been brought back as a vice captain?
Yeah, look, I think I've been in a position the last few years playing as a leader. And now the opportunity, obviously, to be standing here next to Patrick as a formal leader or a titled leader. I'm truly honoured, and I think there'll be some negativity from some people around it. I understand that and I get that. But for me, I know that I've grown a great deal over the last 3 or 4 years. I'm a more rounded individual, and in turn, I think it's turned me into a better leader. And I'm excited to be in this position next to Patrick. I think he's done a terrific job over the last few years as vice captain and grown into a terrific leader. And I look forward to doing everything that I can in my power to help Patrick and help this team grow into a successful one, both on and off the field. So, we're both really excited and, can't wait to get started in a couple of weeks' time in what's obviously an important Ashes series.
We'll go to David and Mark. We'll just keep it to one question at a time, guys. If you have a second question, please join the back of the queue. So we'll go to David, Mark.
Thanks, Kyle, and congratulations, Pat. A week or so ago, the chair of Cricket Australia, who's on this call, said that the captain of Australia essentially had to ascribe to a sort of higher moral character than other players in the team, and to a certain extent, perhaps you could read into that other people in the community. Do you feel that you're that person, that you will have to be beholden to a higher level of moral character than your average cricket player and your average person on the street?
I'm not sure about that. I think when it comes to kind of moral character, I'm probably my own harshest critic and judge on that. I've had some great conversations with Richard and Nick, and they've just reiterated their strong support for me and the players and the staff around here. So, that doesn't worry me too much. I know with the role comes added scrutiny, but for 10 or 11 years I've been playing for Australia in the public eye. I won't always get things right. I'm certainly not perfect. There's going to be things that pop up. As long as I can sleep at night, I'm really comfortable with the responsibility of that.
Ben Horne.
Thanks, Kyle. I just had one question, but I might direct it at both of you. But Pat, just firstly with you, how do you think you'll work together in the field when you're actually out in the field? How do you think you'll work together?
Yeah, again, I think one of the big reasons why there's been talk around fast bowling, fast bowlers not being able to captain in the past is just the workload issue. There's going to be times where I'm out in the middle, it's a hot day, I'm in the middle of a spell, and I need to turn to people for advice, for tactics, for experience. And that's, the main reason, one of the big reasons why I wanted Steve to be vice-captain. So I think how that looks, I think it potentially could look differently to what you've seen partnerships work in the past. There'll be times on the field where I'll throw to Steve and you'll see Steve moving fielders around, maybe doing bowling changes, taking a bit more of an elevated vice-captaincy role. And that's what I really want. That's what I've asked. And I'm really glad that Steve's happy with that as well. So we'll nut out how exactly that works, but it's going to be a real collaborative approach. Steve's got such huge strengths, especially around tactically out in the field. He sees it differently from first slip. Huge experience working with spinners, bowling changes, mapping out a game. So I'll be leaning on him hugely for that, and might look a little bit different from the outside to potentially other captains in the past, and that's great.
Steve, can I just ask you how you see that? And, do you see that the same way?
I think, like I said before, it's my job to help Patrick in any way that I can. And, if there's times on the field when I can help and I guess help the workload with Pat, then that's my job. And, I'm excited to be working with Patrick. We've known each other a long time. We're close friends, we get on really well, and I think we complement each other really well. So I think I'm really excited, and I think this could be a really great partnership together going forward. And as I said, it's my job to help Pat and help grow this team into one hopefully that can be successful and one that Australia will be proud of.
Rob Waters.
Congratulations, Patrick. What sort of captain will you be? How do you describe the leader that you want to be?
Yeah, it's trying to work out try to play to my strengths. I think I'm naturally quite a calm person. I'm quite positive. I really love people. I'm a real people person. So I'm going to look to be really collaborative. We've got a great stable of senior players in the side, great staff. So I'll be leaning on everyone. I'm a big one for empowering individuals to really own their role and take control of that. So you won't see me telling someone how to bat or someone how to bowl. They're playing for Australia for a reason. So I'm there to really, protect their freedom. I want to back them in, try to remove distractions, relieve pressure off them. And then I think, I guess tactically, yeah, drawing on, you know, a decade of international cricket, especially from the bowling side of things, I feel like I can bring a lot to that role. Yeah.
Mel Farrell.
Thanks. Congratulations to both. I'm just wondering when you last spoke with Tim Payne, and you know how that has affected you two as you've taken on these leadership roles.
Yeah, I've been chatting to Tim. Yeah, the whole week. Yeah, spoke to him on the phone this morning, and yeah, I guess I'll start off by saying just we really feel for Tim and his family. He's just a really, you know, loved, well-respected leader for our team. He's been incredible for me, you know, especially since being vice captain. He's been someone who's really looked after me, who I've learned a lot of, and that's consistent with all the, you know, all the boys and the staff up here. We just really feel for Tim, what he's going through. We love him. We hope that you know, we see him back in the team soon, and just wish him all the best. But yeah, he's obviously going through a tough time. So yeah, we feel for him, but I guess outside of that, everyone else in a really good place. We're, you know, really relaxed, really confident going to an Ashes series. It was only, I think, 10 days ago since we won a World Cup. So the overall mood, yeah, I guess outside of feeling for Tim is one of real excitement and positivity.
And Steve?
I think Patrick summed it up perfectly there. I don't have a great deal to add there, just that, you know, from a personal perspective, I'm thinking of him and, you know, having been through some tough times myself, I urge him to, you know, take care of himself and be really kind to himself. So, yeah, my thoughts are with him and his family and, you know, obviously he's taken a leave of absence, but, you know, hopefully we can see him back soon.
Dan Bredig.
G'day, Pat. G'day, Steve. Congratulations, both. Just wanted to ask about the last few days. And I suppose, you know, obviously, Steve, you had the experience of some really down times in 2018. Tim's obviously going through some really down times in a different sense at the moment. How much, Pat, did you have to, I suppose, reflect on how, you know, those tough times that the leaders before you have had? And I suppose reflect on that in the context of, well, how am I going to do this job over the next period? And I guess trying to avoid that, you know, those sorts of tough times.
Yeah, it's tough to see. I think it's really hit home the added scrutiny of being captain. And yeah, it's just a reminder of how many Australians love cricket and, you know, we have really high expectations. So, yeah, you know, some parts of it are daunting, but yeah, you can't stay in bed all day worrying about some of these things. So, yeah, concentrating on more of the, yeah, there's so much positive with this role. There's so much I think I could bring to it. So, yeah, trying to not overthink it and just try to be me. Yeah, I guess been in this role for a couple of years and I've been back to be captain. So, I'm not going to be anyone different. I'm going to be myself. And, yeah, hopefully that's enough.
Thank Josh you.
Congratulations, guys. Smithy, when Pat's bowling, will you, you know, assume the role of skipper while he's down at fine leg, or will you just continue to sort of use him?
I'm completely guided by Patrick and whatever he needs out on the field. You know, that's my job. If there's times where Patrick hands to me and wants me to take over and do some different things out in the field, I'm there for that. My job is to support Patrick as much as I can and ensure that, you know, we're getting the best out of the team.
I think that'll remain pretty fluid. We'll work through that. You know, even a 22 degree day here, it might look differently to a 40 degree day. So we'll work through that and I'm totally comfortable.
Daniel Journey.
Congratulations to both of you. Pat, do you think that you're going to need to rest from games from time to time? And is this going to change? Are you going to need to quit or step back your commitments from one of the other formats in your role? And have you discussed, Steve, the prospect of you know, filling in for a test here or there, given we know fast bowlers need to rotate quite a bit?
I very much doubt if I'll, rest from test cricket. I've never rested from a game of test cricket before, and, yeah, I doubt that will start now. In terms of other formats, yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we have to, just like any other. Any other time in my career, there's been certain series that we've identified as good opportunities to rest and re-energise for the big series. So, we'll see. I'm pretty open to whatever needs to happen, but I'm really campaign focused. It's probably how I think about my bowling as much as anything else. So I'm going to put everything into these next 6 weeks, these five test matches, and go from there. You can probably answer the captaincy question, but for me, I just could not think of a better bloke and a bloke that gives me more comfort if I was to be injured or miss a game. Steve, take right over, it'd be seamless.
I think just from my point of view, fingers crossed, Patrick's available for every game. But if the case is that he isn't, then look, I'll step in and do the best job that I can for the team in his absence and, ensure we're still trying to push the team forward and keep growing as a team. And, hopefully we can have some success along the way with that.
Thanks, guys.
Andrew McGlash.
Hi, Pat. Just on the fundamentals of you being a bowling captain, do you think there'll be moments sort of in the heat of a moment in a test match, sort of deep in the fourth day, trying to win a game, fifth day, where you might actually have to be quite strong with yourself and say, I've bowled enough now, it's over to someone else, and maybe it's not you that has to do that particular moment of the game?
For sure. I think that's going to be one of the main things I'll have to be aware of. And that's why I'll be leaning on people like Steve and plenty of senior guys around. I'm not out there by myself. There's plenty of people to lean on. David Warner's there, Nathan Lyon, Starkey, Joshy Hazelwood. There's a lot of experience in the side. So, sometimes I might need to listen to what they've got to say more than what I've got to say myself.
Cheers, Pat.
Rob Forsyth.
Hey, Pat. Congrats. This is usually such a sort of celebratory and, almost festive sort of moment, lots of hugs and whatnot. How does it feel to sort of have it in hotel lockdown after the week that's been sort of no handshakes with anyone? And I suppose following on from that, what did Becky and your parents and maybe even JL have to say about the news?
Yeah, in some ways it's been quite nice to be a bit removed from everything that's going on here in quarantine. The guys have been great around here. As I said, it's been really relaxed here in quarantine. They're all really supportive. Everyone here we've both have played a lot of cricket with and got good friendships with. So they've been really supportive. Mum and Dad were super excited. There was a few tears. And, just feel really lucky. Becky, her priorities are probably on our seven-week-old little baby. So she was, impressed for about 2 minutes and then back to keeping our baby alive. But, it's a really special time. Everyone's really happy and proud and, really lucky with how it's all landed.
SEN Sydney.
G'day. Just want to say congrats, boys. The question is, we saw the scenes over in the UAE, how pumped and how stoked you guys were. After this sort of situation, is it going to stop the momentum going ahead to the Ashes?
No, not at all. And we've been pretty deliberate here in the in the quarantine to make sure we remember that we won a World Cup 10 days ago. Mitchy Marsh tries to keep everyone reminded of that when he calls himself Norm Smith and wears his medal around. I just think we're in such a great place now. Winning a World Cup, best T20 side in the world, that's a pretty awesome way to start a summer. In terms of the personnel that we have for the test series, barring Payne, there's no injuries. Everyone's fit. The guys that are in the World Cup are riding high in confidence and we're having some really good prep up here. And then everyone else that's coming in has just been churning out runs and wickets in Shield cricket. Above the 11 players that play, we've got a whole stable of really confident, exciting players that can step in I'll say that's the overall mood, just excited to get started for day one at the Gabba.